Welcome to MGP 545. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 That was very, very high pitched there, Sheepdog, this week. Were you doing it? Is that an Anna impression or are you sat on a nut or something? What's going on?
I don't know. I never know. You asked me to say it and I never know actually how I normally say it. And
I mean, just speak like a human in your human voice.
You put me on the spot every week. 500 and whatever many times you've just said, you've just told me what to do and it's put me on the spot. And I just think, well, how does a normal person say it? And in that split second, I have all the thoughts about...
I mean, allow me to put your mind at rest. I'm asking you to say hello. It doesn't matter how a normal person would do it. Just do it your way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how I say it. I don't normally...
Not like that, ever. The reason I've made an issue of it is because that was new.
Well, I don't normally do any of the hellos that I've done on this show in person. I feel like I just nod, which doesn't
in fact,
really work
I've
on the
I've never
audio.
Known you say hello in person.
Yeah, I don't really...
You are quite rude, aren't you? You never say hello.
I don't say hello and I don't say people's names because I'm not good with names. So I just figure if I just talk at everyone and I never introduce myself. Someone said to me the other day, what's your name? And I told them and then they were like, what do people call you? And I was like, well, Sheepdog.
Yeah, you need a list.
Yeah, and then I was kind of like... I have to explain this now, and it wasn't appropriate to explain it, but I did, and then I felt like they're never going to speak to me again. This was like the parents of my son's friend.
This was your doctor.
No, I'd like never met him. I was dropping his friend home, and they were just chatting to me. We were introducing ourselves, and they just asked. They asked my name, and then they asked what they should call me, and I was like, why? I mean, part of me feels like that was a loaded question, and maybe they knew, because it's like... What do you mean, what should you call me? I just gave you my name. I explained Sheepdog slightly, and then I was like, look, I just get confused. People just tend to call me what they want to call me. When Starbucks ask me, I just don't know what to say. I don't say hello to people, and I don't use names. That's two of my communication rules. That's how I get by in life.
So when at the start of the podcast I say your name and then ask you to say hello, that basically ruins your evening.
Yeah, well, it doesn't ruin my evening, but it ruins my mind for like a little bit. I usually let you carry on while I try and figure out what the hell's going on. Where am I? You know, what next? But
it's been 15 years, boys and girls.
No, you think I'd get used to it? It shows that it's not something you can learn. You either have it or you don't.
Goodness me. I have no idea where I was planning on going at the start of this episode. We've just done 3 minutes on how Sheepdog says hello. I think that's... We can probably wrap it up there. Oh, I've just scuffed my desk up massively. I've just rubbed something across my desk and I don't know what it was. This is a disaster. It's all going wrong.
I have wrecked you. All I did was say hello.
I just rubbed my desk and a big dark mark has just appeared all the way across it.
Do not rub it anymore. This might have been during a podcast. I had a little mark on my desk at my old house and I thought, what's this? I started rubbing it. I thought it was wax, so I started rubbing it harder. And I scratched a massive circle into my desk where I was removing the bloody
that might be
pattern.
What's happening. There's another one over the other side. What is going on?
My memory of it is like one of you guys is just chatting away while I'm just destroying the cover of my desk and not realising what I'm doing, thinking, why am I spreading this circle? And then realising. And
luckily, I've got a pack of wet ones, so I've dealt with it with them and I think I've solved the problem.
I just slapped the coaster over my own.
Well, but mine covered like a foot and a half of my desk. I just swept my arm across the desk and left a massive dark. Just a row of coasters across your desk. Goodness me. How are we all on this fine week, boys and girls? Anyway, have we all had a delightful time? That's normally what I ask next, isn't it? Is that a problem as well? Can I not ask how your week's been?
I mean, I can't really remember. I usually have to, like, grab at the nearest story.
That's usually make up a far-fetched story.
No, I mean, my week's been weird. My wife hurt her back fighting a cat, and she wasn't actually fighting it, but she wasn't fighting it. She was banging on the window to tell her to get out of the garden. Well, the cat didn't even have to try, really, did it? It came into our garden to have a poo. She was like, oi, get out. And it started leaving, and as she went to sit back down, it kind of started returning. So she like was half sitting down and like leapt up, went to put shoes on, and as she went down to put her shoes on, her back just like, I don't know, snapped or something. And so she's been like laid up all week, and the cat's just been pooing everywhere. And I haven't cleaned any of it up because I don't use the garden. So it'll be nice and pooey when her back's better. She can go out there and clean it all. It's not our cat, no, it's some random neighbor's cat. I was planning on getting like a big sack of lion's poo off of Amazon and putting it out there because apparently that scares cats away. But part of me is worried that if the cat lives next door and I make the whole garden stink of lion's poo, it's going to have to move house. So I don't really want to force it out of its own house. I just want to keep it out of my garden. So I don't know. I mean, part of me doesn't care because I don't go out there, but I feel like it's injured my wife now. So it's kind of personal.
I don't think you can buy lion's poo on Amazon.
Someone told me you could. I'm looking it up now because I haven't actually checked, but people kept telling me.
I think lion's urine is a thing that you can buy.
I'll buy it from whichever good poo shop sells it. I mean, everyone keeps telling me that that's what you need, lion's poo. I've been told that by at least three people.
And I can't imagine that's... Oh, you can get lion urine pellets on Amazon. You can also get predator pee.
It's called Silent which is Raw, which is
100%
great.
Pure mountain lion urine.
Wow.
There's lots. I'm not seeing any lion poo on here, but there's a lot of lion urine.
Cat poo pellets. It's called Silent Raw.
Okay.
Silent Raw.
Lion manure. There you go. Educational podcast this week.
Yeah. Should we get some lion manure, Anna?
No, we don't have any cats. And I don't want Dave to think he's scared.
I mean, I don't know that Dave would be able to identify lion's poo. I don't think he's ever been near a lion pooing.
Yeah, but I think...
He'll probably just roll in it the way he does fox poo.
I was telling my youngest that the cat will smell it and just be like, I don't want to meet the cat that did that. And that's kind of what the point is. He just sort of... It gives off a vibe.
Why don't you just do a poo out there?
We did discuss that, me and the youngest. I mean, not me and my wife. Yeah, I don't know. Part of me wants to get it just to try it, but as I say, I don't want to make the cat have to move out of town because it's scared of its own house or something. But yeah, I'll buy it as a gift for my wife. Mother's Day is coming up, and she can then use it to fight back. Well, she can use it to avenge herself. It's an independence thing, isn't it? She doesn't want a man fighting her battles for her. She wants to.
Anna, would you like a box of poo? Your birthday's coming up. Shall I get you a box of poo?
Absolutely.
Yeah, when Bane broke Batman's spine, he didn't get Catwoman to go after him. He just healed and then fought him himself. So that's what she needs to do. She needs to just like get the cat and
climb out of a pit on her own.
Yeah, exactly. I've been telling her this all week. No, make your own breakfast. Batman wouldn't have got Alfred to do it.
I mean, as a man who's recently recovered from back pain, she should be making her own breakfast. The worst thing she could do is stay still. Got to keep moving.
Kev was up.
I was literally walking on the treadmill for hours a day just to keep my back moving. And every time I stopped, it would just lock up and get worse. So tell her it's for her own good to make her own breakfast. If anything, she should be chasing the cat around the garden more now.
Maybe
it'll be good for her in the long run.
She'll love that. She'll go for an MRI on Friday to get it looked at. So yeah, she'll love being told to go wrestle a cat. I mean,
not wrestle a cat, chase a cat. Let's face it, her back hurts. She's not catching the cat, just chase the cat.
I haven't seen it. I haven't been out there, to be fair. But I haven't seen hide nor hair of it. So it may be out there just lording over it.
It's probably the lion who's flogging his poo on Amazon. That's why it hurt her.
Maybe. It's all coming together. But there you go. So that's my week.
Excellent. Anna now has glitter walls, don't you?
Yes, I do. And they are beautiful.
What does that mean? You just thrown glitter at your wall?
We've decorated what is going to become Anna's room. And we were in the shop buying paint. And because Anna is Anna, as we were buying the paint, I picked up the paint that she wanted and was walking towards the till. And she picked up a massive sack of glitter to mix in with the paint. And apparently that's a thing. And it worked. And now she's got glittery walls.
So if you like... have a light on in there if you were filming, would the walls be all sparkly in the background?
Yeah, it is very cool.
Yeah.
It's on the wall that she's going to have her Lego Disney castle stood in front of, and when we light that up, it'll all twinkle behind it and it'll be all magical and Disney-ish.
Yeah. And they do that at Disney. They just like pour glitter out of the sky.
Yeah. Well, it's a fake wall, isn't it? They're painted with glitter paint. So if it's good enough for Disney, it's good enough for us. And it is good and it's great. So this is actually the last podcast Anna's going to do from the horrible setup that she's got now. So if you've spent the last 10 years being frustrated that Anna's microphone drifts in and out because she's so far away from it, worry not. as of the next time we're on, which will be a few weeks, we'll get to that. Anna will be at a desk. Huh?
There's like that, you lot can't see, but there's like a ruler, a 30-centimeter
you,
ruler.
You don't need to worry about it anymore because you're going to be sat at a desk with the microphone properly positioned next time, so you'll be fine. There won't ever be a problem again.
I tell you what, if Pab has spent his week rolling pooping glitter, he's had a perfect in-between me and Anna week. Pabby?
Waiting, Pabby.
Cannot have you... confirm nor deny.
I feel like we're building up to something there. It's just like, go on, Pab. But no.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. I've played a new release video game. Can you believe it? After 1 or 2 weeks consecutively where I played nothing at all other than Football Manager, I've not only played a video game that's not Football Manager, I've played a video game that is new. I have played a video game that came out today. Can you believe it?
Is it a management sim of some kind?
Absolutely it is. I've been playing WWE 2K24, but just like with 2K23, I played hours of last year's game and never once had a wrestling match. And that's exactly what I'm doing with this one. I've spent £50 on basically an updated roster for general manager mode. And I've sat there this afternoon trading, getting the draft done to set up my my roster for my episode, for my my Raw TV show. I'm up against Paul Heyman, who's the general manager of SmackDown. And I've just spent the afternoon booking wrestling events and then letting the computer decide who wins the matches and then rinsing and repeating. And I've had a lovely time.
Your old game with pencils then?
It's absolutely my old game with pencils, except I no longer have to roll the dice for it. It's brilliant. So, yeah, I can't really offer any thoughts as to all of the improvements supposedly in 2K24, because I dare say I won't experience any of them. There are a couple of tweaks to general manager mode. If you are a particular kind of nerd like me who loves a management game and loves wrestling, and you're going to get this just to do the tiny portion of the game that's dedicated to it, the bit that's forgotten, the bit that doesn't have the microtransactions in, there are a couple of new features. It's largely the same as last year. But rather than when you want to sign new wrestlers, just getting a big list of wrestlers and how much they cost, kind of akin to Football Manager's player search screen, you had to use that before. Whereas now you have actual scouts. And at the start of each week, you basically decide how much to spend on scout reports. And depending on the level that you spend, it will give you a different level of wrestler back. And then the scouts will come back with like 4 or 5 wrestlers who are available to sign. So you don't just have a big list to sign from indiscriminately anymore. You have to plan in advance. Right, this is the kind of level of person that I want. You can filter your scout reports down to, right, I want a boy or a girl, a goodie or a baddie. I want them to be this good at this kind of match or whatever it is. And then you pay your money for your scout reports and they give you a few back. And then you decide what to sign them. So there's a little bit more depth to the recruitment and the drafting and the roster building side of things. And they've also introduced talent trading as well. So after every pay-per-view, you get the option to trade members of your roster with the other general managers. You can have up to 4 general managers playing at the same time. 3 of them can be computer controlled, or they could be all 4 of them are humans. I haven't actually checked whether you can do it online or not this year. That was the big criticism of 23, that you couldn't do GM mode multiplayer online. So if one of you wants to Google that while I'm talking, that would be a handy piece of information to throw out there to the boys and girls that I'm sure they'd like to know. But yeah, after each pay-per-view, you can do talent trades. So you can pick the wrestlers that you don't want, pick the wrestlers on the other rosters that you do want, and make an offer for a trade. They won't necessarily agree to trade it. There might have to be some money involved going one way or the other. But it's very similar to doing transfers in football. So they've basically brought in scouting from football and transfers from football and made general manager mode in WWE 2K24 that bit more like Football Manager, which is absolutely everything I've ever wanted. All I want to know is whether or not I can do it multiplayer online, because that would be a bit of a game changer. And also, I need to test if it works on the Steam Deck, because if it works on the Steam Deck, this is going to be an amazing game to like sit there and play on a plane, because I'm playing it right now. I can play it with the sound off. I don't need to do any like sort of time sensitive movements. I could literally book a match, put the thing down for 10 minutes, book the next match, and then simulate it all in one go. And it would be a perfect Steam Deck game, but it's 85 gig and most of it is actual wrestling. So I suspect it's maybe not Steam Deck verified. I'm trying to check that now on the page on Steam, and it doesn't seem that it is Steam Deck verified, which is, and it might just be that it's a brand new game and it's not verified yet. It is native controller support on it. I'm using a PS5 controller with it and it works fine, which is jolly, jolly, jolly nice.
It says on, I was trying to look, but I also wasn't 100% sure what you asked us to look up. So I had three searches on the go. But yeah, someone says it can be played on Steam Deck with decent performance.
Excellent. It doesn't look like there's multiplayer in GM mode, though. I stand to be corrected, but looking at it, I don't think there's multiplayer in GM mode.
What? My other search was online mode, and I was trying to figure out, I was like, just get facts about online mode and read that and pretend you were fully listening. So I was listening enough. I did good.
But I will try it on the Steam Deck, because I got it on Steam, because it was much cheaper on Steam than it is on PlayStation. It was only $49.99 on Steam. Probably would have been even cheaper if I'd have used someone like CD Keys. But I didn't think to at the time. So who's a silly boy? But less than a full price PlayStation game. That'll do me nicely. And considering all I'm going to do with it is GM mode and just dip in and out of it here and there, then yeah, it's jolly good. Have enjoyed the couple of hours or so that I've played so far. Although I have been warned by a couple of people that there is a bug on the PC version where save game data deletes if you quit the game. So I might be very, very sad the next time we're on, telling you that I played it for 2 hours on launch day and then went back onto it and my entire save file was gone and then I never played it again, which would upset me a lot.
If you, right for you, you could get around that by doing a save to like your, I don't know, documents folder and then doing another save to your normal spot or something like that, could you not?
I don't think it has any manual saves in there. It just kind of auto save stuff. It doesn't seem to be an option to do a save on the menu. It's just when you exit the mode, when you go and go back into it from the main menu, the save you were playing is just there.
I guess that's the bit they've left uncoded then. They've just forgot to turn that on.
Yeah. It'll be fine. What's the worst that can happen?
Is that you'll play it all evening and then lose all your game saving?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll be really sad. Yes, yeah. That would make me sad. If I just come off it within the first 2 hours of playing it, though, then I'll just get a Steam refund and then I'm really happy because I've had my 2 hours of fun and then it doesn't matter that I'm never going to play it again because I don't own it anymore. That's the best of both worlds. I might do that.
Have you played it for more 2 hours yet?
I haven't yet, no. Mm-hmm. So we're good at the moment. But yeah, other than that and Football Manager, that's been it for me this week.
Before I get onto the main game that I've been playing, as I mentioned, my wife hurt her back. One of the things I said to her at the start of the week was, why don't you use this as an opportunity to game more? And so I finally got her to play the Guardians of the Galaxy game that I was playing, was it last year, the year before? The one by Square. And so when she plays games, she doesn't have the patience to like, if she fails a boss 6 times or whatever, she'll then just get me to do it because she's done enough. And so I've spent the week replaying that with her on and off between things. And I'm kind of sad to find that there's probably not going to be a sequel to that. I think Pab did say at the time that it was unlikely.
Definitely not.
Yeah, reading about it, like they're really disappointed about how few people played it, but it is an absolutely amazing game. I'm absolutely, I love it. I think it's brilliant. I'm loving replaying it, re-seeing the story. It sucks so badly that people didn't buy this in droves. If you're listening and you never played this and you like Marvel, you like Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever, get it. It's on PlayStation. It's on Xbox. It's on, I think it's even on Game Pass. It's on Game Pass and PS Plus because that's why I got it for my wife. And it is on PC because how I played it. Just get it. Just play it. And if enough of you, you know, go and do that, maybe I can start.
Too late now. Too late now, Mr. Sheepdog, I'm afraid.
Why is it too late?
The damage has been done because they're not going to go back and do a sequel now after all this time.
It's only been about 3 years, but I know what you mean. I'm not actually expecting them to, but people should still play it. My point wasn't, I convince enough people, they'll suddenly listen. It was, go play it. You missed out. Apparently no one played it. It's an absolutely brilliant game. So yeah, people should. And she's enjoying it. She's had a good time. Except because she's not great at some of the bosses. But
this means she's been occupying your PC. What have you been doing?
No,
with
she's been she's on my PlayStation.
Ah, okay.
So that's been it's been fine. It's been good. I've enjoyed it. As I say, it's been fun. The other thing, obviously, is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's been fun getting texts from Anna at like 1:30 in the morning, and having like brief Final Fantasy conversations because we're both just playing it.
Never ended. Good lord, that ending was long. Because like, I was doing it. I was like, okay, he's drove away on his motorbike. This is where you changed the desk. Oh no, it wasn't. Carried on and on and on and on.
Yeah, it turned out there was a misunderstanding between Anna and I on remake last whatever it was. That ending is very different. I really didn't, you know, I didn't know what to say to you because it was like, well, I can't say, oh no, just keep doing it because it's important because it's slightly, you know, tweaked or whatever. But how are you finding, you're on to Rebirth now, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am in the second big area, if you know what
Junin
I mean.
One.
Yeah.
That's
there.
Where I am. I think I've got to go and turn a tower on and then I've finished all the tasks. That's where I am at the moment.
I've been to the city. I met someone on a bike, and now I'm going out. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing something, but I haven't done any. Like I've done one tower, so I need to go back out and do a bunch of stuff because I didn't quite. I needed a chocobo, and I was like, because I can't get up cliffs, because my other chocobo apparently isn't good enough. So. I had to go and find a new...
So I'm quite enjoying this, yeah. I didn't realise. So obviously in the old Final Fantasy, you had to, throughout the game, breed chocobos to be different, whatever colour one could go over mountains, some could go in water and stuff like that. In this, it's just different regions have different ones that are able to do certain things, basically. And I imagine you probably have to breed them later on or something like that. But at this point, yeah, you just need like a... I can't remember what colour it is. It's like a sort of grey, blacky...
It's like a beige brown.
Yeah. It's got a really dark red feet that my son really hates. He keeps going, I don't like that. I like the other one's legs. They look nicer. These ones look really horrible. And I'm like, no, they look fine. They're just meant to be a bit
more.
I'm loving the little baby chocobos, the chickabos that run around showing you where the bus stops are. And I always go resurrect the sign to say, like, right, okay, that's fixed now. Get off the chocobo, pat the baby on the head, and get back on.
Yes.
I'm a sort of like, if there's not an achievement for patting one on the head at every stop, I don't think I would have stopped doing it. If someone said to me there is no achievement, I wouldn't stop doing it.
No, I want to do it. They're
I feel like there should
cute.
Be.
Because like when you sit down, they'll lay down as well and have a nap with you.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, they're so small.
There's, I'm guessing you haven't, there's like a, one of the quests on this bit is like a mini game. I'm guessing you haven't played that yet, but. For the listeners, I won't get into great detail, but for the listener, there was something I was wondering about this part of the game that was in the original that they haven't included in this one, because and they've done it in this basically. They've done it in a very novel way. It's very cool. It's very clever, and I really enjoyed that. Although I got stuck on it earlier today, so some of the quests are quite difficult, which I'm getting at a little bit. But I feel like once I understood what I was doing, once I got the hang of it, that kind of thing, it was good. I'm still just really blown away with like certain differences between this and the old one. Like summons in the old one, you would just kind of find on the side of the road or whatever, and that'd be it. They've kind of written it into the lore of the area that you're in now. So like both Anna and I have done the Grassland area, and in that you keep finding these crystal shrines to the summoned Titan, and it will tell you about where Titan came from and what it is and. How people used to worship it and whatever, and which, you know, every shrine you do makes it easier to acquire the summon later on and get it in your team and that kind of thing. And it's like really adding to the history and detail of the world. At the same time, you're researching the history of the towns and the people that used to live there and what Shinra did to them. And I just feel like not only is this a retelling of the original game, it's like it's really going into that background lore and making you really understand that world. And for someone who was obsessed with this game in my teen years, I'm like, just constantly blown away by it. It's just really fun. I was wondering if you felt the same, or whether you were just finding it irritating, because it can be a lot of reading and listening to Chadley.
A lot of this game, when it came out, I played it with a friend, and so they were doing bits and I was doing bits, and I don't remember half of it. Like, I'm just going through it, I'm going, don't know, well, I don't remember this.
I was trying to explain to a friend of mine that he was like, so he knew that I'd been playing it for a few days, and he said, how did you find the battle against the I can't say it, the Midgazolam, the big snake?
Yeah.
And I said to him, I'm not there yet. And he said, what do you mean you're not there? It starts at the town of Khan, doesn't it? And I was like, yeah. And I've been playing it for like 20 hours, maybe not that long yet, but at that point. But I was like, yeah, there's just so much to do here. In the old game, you'd basically leave Khan, go to the swamp. They'd say, you can't get across here because there's a snake. You'd go and get a chocobo, and then you'd just ride across it. And if you wanted to fight the snake, you could. But it would literally take you about 20 minutes, if that, to do that whole bit. This had so much stuff to do with the shrines and the research and the, you know, just going and finding stuff and doing missions. There's no missions there in the original. There's no tasks to do, no people to meet. It's just Khan, Chocobo Ranch, Snake. That's it. So, and then even going through the cave is like a couple of corridors, a boss battle, you're on the other side. You know, you could be at Junon doing that boss in the town that was in the demo, probably within an hour of leaving Khan. And I've been basically a day of my life, and I haven't got to that boss yet. And I'm loving it. It's just great. It's a lot more detail. It's like 100 times more stuff. But anything else you want to add to what I've said about it? Because I feel like I've just been talking your ear off.
Each area, I guess, takes about 10 hours. Because I was 10 hours in the first area, an hour maybe in the caves, and then like 3 hours in the Juno or whatever it's called in that area, because I'm just here, there, everywhere, having a look, doing things, talking to different people. Apparently there's frogs and stuff, and I was just like, what the heck is going on here? And yeah, there's just lots to do, lots to see, and they just basically have got 7 and just exploded it and thought, right, well, we're going to put this, that and the other in and make this an actual game that's worth the £70 price tag. They're going, they're making a lot off this game, because I don't know, obviously I don't know where this one finishes, but the old game was, I think it was 4 discs, if I remember. So they're going to make this four
I think,
parts.
I think, is this going to be 4 parts, did you say?
I don't know. Like, oh,
right,
the,
no. No, I think the next one part was is
four
the end.
Discs, wasn't it?
3 discs it was.
Was it 3? Okay.
Yeah. So I think I was saying to Pab last week afterwards that in the ad, like, so on the last one, they had an advert where it showed them all after that motorbike bit. And everyone was like, oh, that must be where the game ends. And then this one, it showed them, like, the characters all sat around at a similar kind of point, but, like, from disc 2. So everyone was like, oh, that must be where this one ends. Because I remember, like, it shows that some of the summons that you only get when you go up to the Iceland ice areas up the top, that they're in this game in the advert, at least. So it feels like they're going almost as far as when you have to put disc 3 in, and it's like you're wrapping up a few bits, and then you're kind of just preparing, you know... The end disc of that original game is almost like doing lots of prep against big bosses to then go and just go through the crater and fight. So I'm intrigued to think, like, what are they going to do that's going to make it last as long as this game does? If they're going to, they're not going to be able to make that 10 times bigger. They have to make that like 200 times bigger to make it an entire game. But I know Pab sort of mentioned that he'd heard that it was a little bit kind of different or whatever, like, again, and there, I know they, it's open, isn't it? Literally anything can happen at this point. It's a bit of a free-for-all, but it's loosely following the same lines, and I can't wait to find out. Like, I'm not too worried. I feel like I haven't heard that many opinions, because I've been avoiding them, but I was conscious of in my own head that anyone who'd managed to complete this like 3 days into it being out has not been putting the time in to actually enjoy it. That's it. Yeah. So anyone who's got to the end and gone, oh, I didn't really know, oh, I didn't really like that, I'm kind of like, well, I don't really trust your opinion because you're more interested in clout chasing to be the first person to complete it. Do you know what I mean? That doesn't mean I'm going to like the ending or anything like that. I might get to the ending and be like, oh, yeah. But I don't know. I'm just open-minded at this point. I'm loving it. It's absolutely brilliant. I was trying to convince my boys to let me play it while they were in the room because I just wanted to get on with it, and they were on the TV. And at first they were apprehensive, but within like 20 minutes of watching me play it, they were just invested. They're actually annoyed at me today that I'd played it while they're in bed. And I was like, well, I'm not gonna not play it when you're not here. Like, that's what I'm gonna do the story, so I can listen. I do all the quests when they're around, so they can just kind of see that play out. But I just feel so like pleased that it's there. This is great. This is perfect timing for me. And yeah, it's just reliving a really important game for me. I love it. They should do that with all the games I love. Every time I love a game, they should just remake it better and better and better every few years. I could just live like that. That would be
it's been like
every 15 years, not every two years. Every 15 years, just remake it and I'll replay it and I'll feel good about it. That's all I want. But the only other thing I've been doing, which I feel like I have mentioned on and off, but I keep wanting to give it kudos again that I'm still playing it. I mentioned weeks or months ago that that Neopets has been resurrected and I'd been playing it. I am fully into a daily routine now of spending like half an hour of my day at least just doing my daily stuff on there. And I was reading an article during the week that their investment they did to try and resurrect it has absolutely worked. Like, they have made money back and they're planning more stuff and fixing more stuff and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, cool. It's been run for the first time in probably 15 years. It's being run by people that actually seem to have a growth plan for it. And that's very cool. That I was reading that site used to have 25 million users active on it a day. And it, you know, at its lowest, it got to 100,000. And which is more than I would have expected, but it's really, really picking up now. So I just, again, little shout out there to hope that there might be some people out there who would join Old Cheap Dog on there, because I don't know anyone on there at the moment. I'm just like having to go on Reddit and read what other people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm loving it. I'm having a great time. So yeah, I'm just reliving my teenage years at this point. It's great. I'm having probably a midlife crisis, to be fair, but it's fun. People always talk down about midlife crises, but mine's been pretty good. And that's all my games.
I haven't experienced one yet.
Yours was no. 10 years ago. You got Anna out of it.
Ah, okay.
Fair enough. 29. That's a midlife.
For Kev, it could
be. Based on my life expectancy, maybe.
Mean.
Who's next?
Yeah, I'm just going to say, like, Final Fantasy... What's the first one called, everybody? Help me.
Remake. One. Final Fantasy 1.
Final Fantasy 7 Remake. If you've played the first time, it does not end where you think it ends. Like, be prepared for that, because I was like, oh, I know where I am, Kevin. I'll be in bed in a few minutes. Yeah, that did not happen. Oh, my good Lord. Like I said, like Sheepdog said, I was texting, I was like, this never ends. It just keeps going and going and going. It would not stop. It was...
But did you enjoy it?
I did, except for the... How do I say it? The wheels. I couldn't stand that. That broke me. Out of all the game, that's where... Because like throughout the game, I did not die. That part, I nearly died with the wheels because I didn't understand it, and I hate driving in games. I can't stand driving. It drives me up the wall.
Oh, Joe, I was like, wheels? But no, I hated that as well. That boss took me so many attempts. I similar to you, I thought I was near the end of the game, and I just kept thinking, do you know what? I might just chuck this to one side and then try and do it when the next one comes out because I'm sick of it. And then I think one night I just sat and kept doing it until I did it and fluked it, as you say, yeah. I remember reading articles, watching videos, like, how do I beat this stupid boss? And then, finally getting through it. But
that bit drove me insane.
Horrendous.
I was not having fun. I was just like, I want to go and finish the game, but that nearly broke me. Like, it was my energy, my health was, like, red. the screen was going red, and I just fluked the end. I managed to get past it. I hated that. That did not need to be in it, because I know where the game ends in the first one, and I don't remember that being there. But apart from that, it was like love remake. Like, I played it all last week. I think it took me like 25, 26 hours. Cause there's a lot to do in there. Like, it's not just go here, go there, do what you need to do. There's go here, go there. Oh, go and find a dress, or go and find a bunch of gil that you need. Or go to the Colosseum and do all this. And I was like, oh, for goodness sake. Fine. But I did everything that the game gave me. Apparently I missed some of the activities, and I was like, I don't know how to unlock them. I don't know where they are. Like, I did everything I could find. Because when it got to the end, it said failed, and I was like, well, it never came up. Like, what was I supposed to do? How do I find them? But I'm not going to go back into the game to look for it, because I cannot be bothered. And then I played the intermission, because I thought, well, I got the game, the Rebirth, early, and I was like, I could go to that, but I want to play the intermission, which was like an introduction to Yuffie. Is that her name? Yuffie?
I'm waiting for them to say her name, because I can't remember what I say in the other game.
It's like Yuffie or Yuffie. Or
I always called her
like
Yuffie,
that.
And in all the films, they call her Yuffie, but they also Yuffie. Called Chocobos in all the films, and then this, they call them Chocobos, which is what they're called. So I'm waiting for him to be like, hey, Yuffie. And then I'm like, yes, Vindication, because every other name they've said so far has matched how I would have said it, and I felt very validated, because all the films they did in America, Americans did the films, I'm guessing, and they all made the words different, but yeah, we'll see.
And that was quite good. It was only like 4-5 hours long. It's not very long at all, but it basically gives you an introduction to her, because she has appeared in the Rebirth. So she's there. She literally just ran into my team and was given the big speech and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But yeah, she's some kind of ninja. Like, she's a ninja, apparently. And
I think that's still the same. She's a ninja.
Yeah,
in the
she's fun. She's fun to fight with, like, with her thing, throwing boomerang. That was good. But it was just good to see her, like, so she knew who you were, because you show up in the intermission, like Earth Cloud and Barrett and stuff, and she sees them, but they don't know about her, because they're a separate team, but they're all under Avalanche. It's all very, like, they've got very different.
I do like that a lot about this series, that Avalanche is like this, they keep mentioning, oh yeah, HQ, I know someone at HQ, I know someone here, I know someone there. And it's like, yeah, in the old one, Avalanche are like a small little group that are running out of a pub. And, you know, there's like six of them. And you're thinking, whereas this is like, it's a whole thing. And
So, and then I started Rebirth, and you were saying go to the shack before...
Oh, yeah, boring. I forgot to mention that, because I the guy goes, like, if you head down there, there's a swamp. And I'm like, that's to you, mate. I've got a bird. I'm going. Like, I'm off. I'm just exploring the world. Now, I actually didn't have a bird at this point, but I just thought, do you know what? I can see a church in the distance that I didn't know, like, wasn't there before. I want to go check it out. So I spent hours trekking around being like, oh, the church is shut. Oh, the this place doesn't open. This place doesn't work. And then I thought, maybe I should go to that shack. And when I went there, they were like, oh, maybe we should go get a bird. So I went to get a bird, and everything was open from that point. It was like, you can now explore the world. And I thought, oh, for goodness sake, I should have just done that. So I thought, I didn't want to spoil anything, but I also didn't want you to go through the same hassle, because I know you like to explore.
Here, there, everywhere. Go and have a look. What's his face is around, the blonde-haired boy, who is just so boring. Like, every time I speak to him, I'm like, just hurry up. Get on.
I like that he gives you the quest. Like, it's... I was thinking about this. In the old ones, there's a lot of stuff that, unless you know it's there, like, there's this whole thing in the original where you can find this key stone, and then if you happen to go down a hole in the submarine, you can unlock a whole bit of plot that my mate showed me, like, the 10th time I'd played it. And I was like, what the hell? How did I not know this was a thing? And I don't like that in games, really. I don't want to have to stumble across a whole piece of plot like to that extent, this is like really hidden. Whereas in this one, it's a bit more like Chadley's got a lot of stuff for you to do, and there are the odd bits you could do on your own, but it's quite handy that he'll kind of lead you to a lot of it, and he forces you to explore quite a bit. Mm. I do wonder what I am missing. Like, I bet there's going to be loads of random bits that I didn't know were there along the way. But no, I feel like
there was a tower that I couldn't open. I couldn't get through, and I was like, well, obviously I'm coming back here later because why can't I open that one if I can go to all the other ones? So I'm probably going back. I don't know why it would make you go back, but you can fast travel to them back to them areas, which is weird. Like, if you've done everything, why would it want you to go back to...
It might just be like a later plot thing, because a lot of these places you do return to at different parts of the story. So I guess...
So much in Remake. I went back to Sector 7 and Sector 5 like multiple times, just doing different things. I like it. Do you use your controller for it to come through your controller? Because
I'm enjoying that. Having him talking to me through the controller is great. I'm just like, yeah, this is... I don't know. It just feels very... Even though it's been around for a long time, it just feels very futuristic. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun. Cool. Enjoying it. Enjoying it more now that I don't have to share with a friend and just play it at my own pace and get all the story, and like you say, there's more information when you find certain things, so there's more lore, so you're not just assuming a lot of things, you like know things now. I like the card game as well. I love that.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that again. I didn't want to spoil that last week, but yeah, I got really into that. I played a lot of that.
I've got to like level 3 and now I'm getting a bit lost because now there's like cards that you can use to get rid of cards, but it uses it. And I'm like, what? I've only just got used to placing these cards.
I want it to be the game from 8. The game from 8 was like the best card game in any game ever. And I'm hoping that it will be like that. I'm also hoping that by the end you get like I want to see a cloud card and Sephiroth card, because that was again the best bit of 8, was getting all the characters on cards so they will have the kind of peak stats and different things. I'm hoping this leads to that. If it doesn't, I feel like they've missed a bit. I don't know, but we'll see what happens.
You can buy packs, can't you, from different shops?
And it's got like different summons and stuff like that, hasn't it? It's a great addition, though. I'm loving it. I feel like they've just gone, these are all the things we kind of wanted to do back in the day, but never did. Or someone's gone, oh, do you mind if I reuse this bit? And I've just gone, yeah, just chuck it in. Like, whatever the idea is, just chuck it in. Because I feel like they've just, even, like my son said to me, why have they drawn individual, really detailed pictures for like what a potion looks like and what a antidote looks like and all of this? And I hadn't even noticed it. Like, he was like, I can't believe that this, he was like, I was going through items in my shop or something like that, and he was just like, this is very detailed for just an antidote. And I was like, yeah, it used to just be like a little bottle shape thing. And they've gone and designed an entire like range of items that are just, the style of the world. And then every place you go has a different style of vending machine that matches the region, which again is like, they were just generic save stops and shops and stuff in the old one to save space, whereas they've just gone, yeah, whatever, just chuck another 100 meg in. What harm of it, you know? But that feels good. Again, they've just not restricted it. And if they have, they've known to do it.
But it's a big chunk of game, isn't it? It's not a small file at all.
Mm.
Came like 100
gig, wasn't it? Yeah.
116 altogether with the update. And I was like, geez, this is a big chunk of game. So, just going to go through it and enjoy what there is. I play it on easy just because I'm more interested in the story. Even though some of the battles are like so easy, sometimes it gets a bit hairy.
I've just hit a point where, because I've got it on the normal setting, and I've just hit a point where I'm starting to like avoid. So when I'm going into the towers, you have a choice between fighting the stuff. You can fight the stuff, or you can just kind of try and sneak around them and go up the ladder and turn the beacon things on. And I've just been climbing up. Because when the beacon's on, the monsters are gone when you climb back down. So oh, okay. I've been going out of my way to just avoid them because a couple of them were kicking my ass. And
yeah,
I don't really want that. So I feel like I might need to level up a little bit. That's probably it. But, yeah, I was just trying to get something done and I was like, okay, I'm just going to skip these birds and try and do something else. But
yeah, the flying ones are
savage.
Not very nice. Yeah, they're aggressive.
I'm liking, so there's like the synergy thing as well, and I was fighting a monster that it said that makes it stagger more if you use synergy on it, and I was like, I have no idea how, cause it gave you instructions on how to use synergy, but I couldn't see the thing.
Well, that's why you should have played the intermission, because synergy was in that. Yeah. It gave you insight to that.
So I figured it out now, because anytime I use abilities, I see the little synergy bar go up, but I had to figure it out to be able to stagger this boss. But while the bosses are quite clever in that, like, it was doing a move and I suddenly noticed that something was gathering around it. And I noticed a bit too late and then it kind of just burst and everyone died and I had to start again. I was like, oops.
No.
But like, it's just, there's a lot of cool little bits to think about. It's not just jam the, you know, attack button and wait for the battle to end. I've actually got to think about a lot of this. And I mean, maybe by the end it'll feel like it's just jamming the button. But at the moment, there's something new to each bit, or there's something.
You can
out.
Have it on auto, can't you? There is a, if you're not.
Yeah, there's a classic mode as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
But I've been just doing the running around and the dodging and stuff. I think it's because I was playing 16 recently. I'm used to being able to roll out of the way or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite hard for me. I mean, I've just figured out there is a roll button. I obviously didn't read the instructions along the way. I've not been rolling, but the whole time I kept hitting the trigger button thinking that'll make me dive out of the way, because that's what you did in 16 or maybe an RB. And now I know circles there. I'm just like hitting that quickly and doing it. But yeah, I only learned that today. So that's how long I've not dodged so far. Anyway, anything else you want to say about it? Because I just love it. I'll play it after the show.
Oh, I do like that you've got a transversal button.
Oh,
now,
you make your own items. That's mad, isn't it?
Oh no, yeah, that's transzooming. That's fine. Like you as you go around, you find like herbs and emeralds, and you can make things in this like handheld machine that you've got, and some things you can only make in that, so you can like equipment. But also the transversal button, like the circle that you're just saying, you can use that as you're going around to jump up little cliffs or jump down.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I get you. Yep. So, yeah.
Because that wasn't in remake. That was definitely not there. Because you're standing there going, that's a tiny little wall. I could jump that. But no. But this one, you've got that button.
Yeah, it's like a terrain button or something, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
so you could just be like, right, like climb this cliff and it'll if it doesn't do anything, you know you're not supposed to be able to go over it or through it.
No, because it'll just roll or it'll just jump down. So that's, but I like the fact that, because this game is not very flat like the towns in remake. There is big hills and there's little crevices and there's lots of things to go up and down, and now you've got a button that can make you not have to go the
quite like making
around.
Making Cloud roll along the floor as he's walking there. It reminds me of Kev at uni, because he's just throwing himself on the floor all the time.
Weird.
So
it's like attention.
I just have Cloud running along through a crowd of people and then he just rolls on the floor and carries on running. And I'm like, that's what Kev would have done.
But yeah, loving it. That's all I have been
It's been perfect playing. So far. Pabby?
Sorry.
There, he's gone.
Sorry,
he's like, I've been mowing the lawn and all sorts.
I dozed off a second there. No. I will have you know that I turned the PlayStation on with every intent of buying Final Fantasy this week. And then I decided against it.
Were you saving yourself for the Fortnite update today?
No. I heard on multiple podcasts that I've been listening to this week that you could get Rebirth with Remake for the same price, just the standard 70. And I went, all this time I've been, this Rebirth has been out and the coming weeks building up to it, I've been saying, well, I've not played Remake, and I feel like everyone says you need to play Remake first. So I thought, well, at a certain point, because I know Remake's on the PC now, and this will, Rebirth will come to the PC eventually. So I thought, I'll just wait for that. And then multiple people saying that I could get Remake and Rebirth for the same price. I thought, that seems like a steal then. And then I went to do it and it wasn't. It wasn't. So I don't know whether it was a bug.
I thought I'd seen that.
I don't know if it was like a bug in the store or it was a limited time deal or something like that. But I mean, I did it at the start of this week and it wasn't there. It was like close to 100, I think. So I was like, I'm not that invested. So,
it's on PlayStation Plus, isn't it? Remake.
What is?
Remakers.
It probably is. I don't have PS Plus anymore.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't using it for anything. I literally turned the PlayStation on to play a PlayStation game. That's about it. I don't use it for anything other than that. So, I didn't really see much need of having PS Plus.
Fair enough.
So yeah, it just. I wonder if it was might be a PlayStation Plus perk, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, really? I don't know. Whatever it was, but I don't know. But it was. I didn't get it. But in the near future, you might hear me talking about Remake. We might come here. I have to do a Remake conversation again because I might start playing that at some point. But what I have played. Oh, what have I played? I can give you a quick Like a Dragon update. Last week, we were all in on Dondoko Island. So much so that probably within an hour of finishing editing and putting the podcast up last week, I had finished everything on Dondoko Island and was allowed to go back to my regular game. It felt very strange. It felt very strange. I didn't want to. It was like, I've done everything. I've got 5-star island. I got my special moot ability that you get for finishing Dondoko Island. And it was like, right, off you go then. And I didn't want to go. I stayed an extra night. I don't know what it was. I was like, I'm not coming back here again. And then realizing you can go back anytime you want. And once you get back to mainland Hawaii, you can then go running around. When you go running around the island, you can invite people to Dondoko Island and they can become guests on the island. So you can like set them up as like guests to go and visit. So yeah, I did that and then I proceeded to push a bit more of the main sort of story. And I got to a point where it's like, you know, this is what I like about this game. This game kind of goes, okay, we're going into a chunky section now. Are you ready for this? And you can go yes or no. And then I was like, am I ready for this? And then it says to you, this is what you need. You need to be this level and your weapons need to be this level. And I wasn't any of those things. I'm still not any of those things. So now I've been grinding. I've got enough. I've got the weapons and the gear up to everything, but the actual levels. I'm still a level short on the characters, so I've still got to do a bit more grinding on it. But I it's still very good. I've enjoyed just grinding for materials, looking for I've been shopping. I've been hunting around the shopping centres looking for gear. The right items that I need. I need these people in right outfits and gear to be able to hack going into where I'm going. I'm going to like level 24 and I'm like my character. I think I've just got Ichiban up to 24. I think everyone else is like 22 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not far off. It's not like I'm miles away from it, and I probably could survive it. But I know that game tells you those things because it isn't messing about. It says it's not just a polite suggestion. It's like, you better be this, because if you're not, you're in trouble. So I continue to chug along that train with that one. It's a good game. It's a very good game. I've also been playing more Balatro this week, and I have to limit myself to that game because I feel like I could. It's not a big game. It's like a relatively small game, and it's not gonna drain. It's not like a big like battery hugger on the Steam Deck. But I feel like if left
unchecked,
I would rattle that battery off in a day, just playing that all day. It's one of them games that I play one round and then I stop. I can't go, okay, I'll just do another one, because I know I'll just go another one. So I just, this week I've played like two rounds, I think I want to say, just like actual runs in the game. And I'm not won yet. I don't think I will for a while, but it gives you that false sense of security, I feel like I was fine all the way through and I was stomping all the blinds, and then suddenly, oh, I only scraped through that one. I only just got through that level. And then it quickly becomes apparent, oh God, you haven't prepared well. You've been just been gallivanting through it, thinking you've got it sorted, and you haven't. And I got found out, and I got knocked out like the boss after this one run. I do like that game. It's just very simplistic. Like, you put anything on, you can do a podcast on, put anything on, put a video on, put anything, just some background stuff, and just have a Steam Deck going, enjoying some poker roguelite card game.
Oh, is this the one you call Kev about?
Yeah,
I did buy it. I'll probably play it when we're away next week. I haven't actually touched it yet because I got distracted.
It's very addicting. Very addicting. And the other thing is I did cave and bought Pacific Drive. I heard multiple people talking very highly of it on a podcast. That's all people have got to do. I've just got to listen to multiple podcasts. And if they consecutively podcast I listen to start speaking so highly of it and like how cool it is, I kind of go, all right, okay, go on then. And I saw it. I got it online for like £16. And I was like, that's not that bad. That's not bad, really.
It's a horror game, though, apparently.
It's another roguelite.
Of course it is.
It is. It's a run-based game. But I mean, like I say, I've only done one run. I've not done, like, tons in it. I've done, like, the tutorial. I played, like, about an hour and a half, maybe. Mm. And you have a... I don't even know how it works. You can't. There's like a exclusion zone because of some sort of weird experiments gone wrong, and you go in. You find yourself kind of weirdly teleported into the exclusion zone, and then there's like a strange like sentient car that kind of just turns up.
Yes,
and it's sentient like. Like Herbie, I don't know. It's weird.
It's strange,
but it's so you get in the car and then you've got to drive it to pretty much your main like garage, your hub that you're gonna use, pretty much where you're gonna do your repairs and your upgrades and figure out your route and what have you. So you go through there and then you get a flat tire and you have to change the tire. You run out of fuel, you have to get some fuel. And you do that by, you know, just finding cars abandoned on the road. You go and take the tire off it. You siphon some fuel out, you go and put it in your own car and on you go. And then you get to the garage and you have some woman on the radio telling you such thing, basically giving you the tutorial kind of thing, spiel of how the runs are going to work and what you need to do. And then... You kind of like the initial one was like go and set up, go and get some stuff to make a satellite radio, and you go on it. You go out of the garage, and then you go like she pinpoints something on the map, and you kind of follow it, and you pretty much just go down the road. And on the way, you can go into all these buildings and collect materials, and then you can have all these different materials in it. You can craft certain items, such as like a hammer and a crowbar and like this big like saw type thing that you'll zip like doors off of old cars and give you materials and all this sort of different thing. And then in the meantime, there's like, I've not really seen any enemies as of yet, but every now and again, like, the world will just kind of like bubble up, and they're like, you'll just kind of get pinged up in the air a little. Like, all of a sudden, I was sat in the car and I just kind of bounced. And I was like, what the hell just happened? I thought I don't know, but then the earth kind of just lifted up underneath me, and the car just kind of went up in the air a bit. And so it seems to me like the game is, it's you like run by run, you are going to get, trying to get materials to do. I think there is like a story to it, and each run you are going out into this like exclusion zone, trying to get materials to be able to craft the next thing and the next thing. But you're going in your car, and your car can get damaged, so you need to be able to get different bits of items to be able to repair it, and then upgrade it, and then you do a run, and then you have to exit it through this like portal type thing. They're like, this sets up like this exclusion, like extraction portal, and you get out, and then you end up back at the garage, and then you go back there, and you take all your materials that you've got, and then you go and do your upgrades in there. And then you'd rinse and repeat sort of thing until you get the next thing that you want. It's intriguing. It's a strangely intriguing game that seems all right. I feel like I want the FOV to be pulled out a little bit. Or I've not tried it, but I don't think you can have like third person. It feels like it's all first person. So you're sat in the car. You've got to turn the key, you've got to put it into drive or park. My car did roll off when I just got out once, and just case rolled off down it. I was like, where's my car gone? And I looked, and it's down the hill where I just got out the car and just went to go and, yeah, you need to make sure you put the parking brake on. So yeah, and I imagine like at a certain point, stuff's going to start coming for me, and maybe like I've just got to get in the car and just drive and get out before these weird creatures start turning up.
I've watched people play this.
Yeah, I bet there is.
Like, no, thank you.
I've pretty much done the tutorial, but like I say, it's really, it's intriguing. It's an intriguing little game. So it seemed worth a go for what I paid for it. So, but other than that, that's it. Yes, like Sheepdog said, we are waiting on the new season of Fortnite. I was hoping to play it this evening. But there is some sort of...
Is it broken? Some,
yes, it's broken. It broken.
See, my son tried to explain to me, he said the server was playing up, and I said it's probably just demand, you know, too many people. But
the servers are down right now. The servers were due to go up at lunchtime today, and they had to delay it because there was some sort of bugs in the latest patch that was causing things to not be right. And then they said that at about 2 o'clock, they said we are gonna fix it, and but it will be at least 8 hours.
Ollie got up at 6 a.m. to play this.
This morning. No, the servers wouldn't have even gone down yet.
He was like, I'm getting up. It's out tomorrow morning at 6. I'm gonna get up and play it. And we were like thinking he won't, but we didn't tell him that, you know. You're not getting up early, you know. And yeah, he got up, got dressed, got ready for school, and then sat there at 6 a.m. and it didn't work. And he took it well. Like, I didn't know that it didn't work. I thought he'd played it and gone off. It was only when he got home that he was like, oh, the servers were down. And
yes, that's it. The servers are down now. I mean, as of like, what, half an hour ago, they updated again. They updated the status, and they said it's going to be at least another 5 hours. So something ain't right. But I don't know as and when they'll fix it, and it'll be up tomorrow, and I'll have played it by next week, so I'll let you know how the myths and mortals and myths or something the new season is called, something like that. It's all about Greek gods and stuff like that.
Fun.
So yeah, other than that, that is everything from me this week.
Well, we will wrap things up there then. If you want to chase us around on the internet, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
You can find me at RB6K.
I'm Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And me and Anna are off gallivanting for 2 weeks now, so you'll see these two next week, unless they're skiving.
Pretty sure I'm about. Pretty sure I'm available.
Toodlepip, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.